Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode number 72 of the No Bad Days podcast. It's like we're throwing it back to COVID, and we are all quarantined in our rooms for better mic quality this week. So we hope it works out, and we'll see how everything goes. I hope it goes well, or else I'm probably going to flip my lid.
Yeah, yes. I think this was the problem. We might have been just sitting a little too close to each other. What do you think?
I don't know. You sound pretty darn good to me.
You also sound good to me.
You guys sound fantastic.
You sound as good as you look, Johnny.
Hey-o.
Must not be that good. I don't know.
Hey-o. He's in town. How's it going, John? I know I've spent all day with you, but I just want to do a check-in. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You know, that's one thing I don't think we ask each other enough is how we're doing. I know we spend every second of every friggin' day right beside each other, especially me and Tav, because we sit beside each other in the dressing room. But
lucky. You
know, Yeah,
it's a fucking party over there, Marty. You should come over and say hi sometime.
Sometimes I just stare over there and see what you guys are up to.
You're all jealous.
Yeah.
How many hours of sleep do you think we get a night, Johnny? Probably like 7 or 8?
I'd say
Between six and eight.
I'm a bit of a night hawk. It takes me a while to go to sleep sometimes. Like last night, I went to bed at like I fell asleep around like 2:45.
Okay, but like what time did you go to your room at?
Midnight, because I was watching a sick movie. I'll tell you.
Okay, so we go to bed around 11:30 midnight, and we come out of our rooms at just before 8. So that's 8 hours, seven, 8 hours a day. We're not together the rest of the time.
We're basically, so that's what's
the math on that? 8 minus 16 hours a day we spend together, which is more than a lot of married couples.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
All three of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause married couples go to work separately. We go to work together. So
yeah, that's true. We also would be, if the three of us decided to, get like a divorce split up, we would be technically under common law marriage because we've all lived together for 2+ years. So everything we own would have to be split equally.
Okay.
That's okay.
I get some of your shoes then.
Yeah, I would lose my shoes. Marty would lose a third of his car to each of us.
My car. Yeah, we'd split it.
Yeah. We'd have
I'll take some of Marty's hats.
Johnny could have it on the weekends.
That's only when I need it. Thanks.
We get what would we get at Johnny's?
I don't have much, boys.
Maybe his mom and Nona's cooking.
Yeah, true. We'd have to
agree to a meal plan or something.
Yeah, instead of me going over on Mondays, it's you guys. I get like Sundays or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would only be able to visit your family like twice a week because the rest of the time we'd be there.
Oh my god.
Isn't that dumb?
They'd probably like that though.
I know I would.
Yeah, I know. You'd get all the tomatoes you want, Marty.
It's just snacks. I'd get it's my favorite thing to do is snack, and boy oh boy, that's all I did when I was there.
Yeah, maybe Paula will get you some of that Greek platter, the lamb and the tzatziki and all that.
The feta cheese.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're in heaven. Was that your first time having lamb?
It was, yeah.
How'd you like it?
I actually enjoyed it a lot.
good.
I don't think I'd be able to eat like a actual like lamb chop or whatever, but
yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would, dude. Lamb chops are fucking unreal.
They're unreal, man. They taste like steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they literally taste like steak.
If you could just get your mindset around it, then you'd be fine.
Well, I tried sushi again this week.
You did, yep.
If you want to call it that. I mean, it was shrimp, but I don't like shrimp.
Shrimp tempura.
It was just shrimp.
Shrimp tempura not even, roll.
Sushi. Not even sushi. Yeah, you didn't even touch your California roll.
I didn't. I was full for my chicken and steak.
You don't like the imposter crab that they sent, eh?
No.
The rubber dog toy in there?
Yeah. It looks like a... I always wonder why they how they came up with that. Like, oh, crab meat's way too expensive. We're just going to process a completely fake crab meat and just put it in all of our sushi.
Yeah. Jordan also learned what the ingredients are in a crab rangoon.
Yeah, that was a really tough question for me to ask the waitress.
We're looking at the menu. Marty goes, oh, got some rangoons for the table. It's just cream cheese. Looking at it, it says crab rangoon. Well, Marty, there's crab in there. No, it's just cream cheese. Oh, okay.
I honestly thought that was a fair question, though, because the cheese wontons that we normally get are have cream cheese in them, and they look exactly the same. And I just thought that the crab name came from like the way that they're folded because they kind of look like a crab.
I swear to God, the ones that we got at Focali in Superior were called crab rangoons.
No, those are just called wontons.
Cheese wontons, I'm pretty sure.
Well, those were good.
Those were just cheese wontons. That's why there was only cheese in them.
And that gave you a gut ache, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then the boys went for some ice cream after. We went on another date. We took Marty to our dating spot.
Yeah, they took me to their date spot.
Back to the first date for me and Johnny and got another scoop of ice cream.
And fell in love all over again.
Yeah, we had a nice little romantic night there. The three of us
brought a third.
I kind
of
felt the spark. I felt the spark as soon as I walked in there. It was
kind of that's the kind of place you could fall in love.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. I would take
especially when you taste, ice cream.
Yeah, maybe I'll go with a girl next time, not just my buddies.
How are you gonna get there?
it'll have to be on a weekend, so I get Marty's car.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he'd be fine with that.
Yeah, for sure, Johnny.
I'll just send her an Uber.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a girl that has a car so you can get around.
Yeah, maybe one with a backup so she could lend it to me.
So she has them two cars?
Hey, you mind if I just take
the bar
that?
Pretty high.
Yeah.
Drop me off at work.
I'm going to go have to hang around the ritzy parts of Toronto. Just stand on the corner.
At the Ritz-Carlton? You should do valet at the Ritz-Carlton in Toronto and just take a couple. Like, hey, you mind if I just rip? Are you going anywhere in the next 4 hours?
Yeah, it's like that scene from Ferris Bueller.
They just take the car.
Take the Ferrari.
Didn't they? Oh, they did that in the new Black Panther movie, too. Or not Black Panther. Shang-Chi. I thought it was Shang-Li. No. I like that movie. I've never seen that.
Did you go to it in theaters?
No, we just watched it on the projector here.
Oh.
I hadn't seen it yet, though.
You didn't watch Black Panther 2, did you?
We did.
Sorry, buddy. We didn't know when you were coming back.
Fair enough.
We had to have something to watch, man.
We just put every other show on hold for you.
Yeah, we literally had to hit Do Not Disturb and all the other shows.
Was it good, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like the first one better, personally, because obviously it's hard to follow up the main character passing away in real life, which is tough, but they did a good job.
They did a good job, like, honoring him and stuff like that throughout the film.
No, definitely the start and ending credits, huge shout-out to Chadwick, it was good.
Big surprise at the end after the credits, Marty. So I'd watch it again with you.
Okay. Maybe
we can remember the big. I don't remember the big surprise at the end.
Maybe next Sunday.
You don't remember?
I'll watch it again, too.
Who was the special guest on the beach at the end? Tav.
Dwayne? The Rock?
No.
Kevin
That's
Hart?
That's
okay. No. I remember what you're talking about, but that would give it away to Marty, so I won't say anything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Big weekend for the fellas, too. Two games, two dubs.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always nice.
The boys solidified this weekend and won our season series against Pensy. That was huge. Would we play them 11 times?
I think we played them a total of 11 times, yeah. So that's a lot of time. That's like one fifth. That's a whole fifth of our season that we played that same team. So it was a lot of times to play one team, but it's kind of weird how they
won nine games.
Because there's.
Right,
nine, yeah. Eight, 1-2 shooting. We lost in a shootout twice. Or lost in overtime once and then a shootout once.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I believe.
It's okay. We took some points.
Yeah, get 1 point. So it's better than,
cookie.
Better than losing in regulation.
It was tough playing them four times in a row, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was like a full on playoff series.
Yeah. The last game got a little chippy. Tiny bit.
A little Chip and Dale at the end there. The UWS boys came together in the shootout, though.
Oh, yeah. You guys did.
You're up next, Johnny.
Yeah, you're up next,
yeah.
Buddy.
I'm sure.
I bet $100 you're up next.
Yeah. Hopefully that goal
didn't get to that point.
Just skating as hard as I can to the hash marks and shooting.
I truthfully think that if they would have missed and we had the opportunity to win it, that you would have went just to, like, maybe win us the game and go 5-for-5 on UWS.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I would have buried.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's the attitude.
Yeah.
What do you think, Johnny? Yeah. Like, I don't know about you, Marty, but before I went, I was so nervous that I was going to, like, miss the puck or something. Because I was
nervous for you guys that you were going to miss the puck.
Yeah, it's almost
that would
like
be my biggest fear. I've never
that would be the worst way to go. Because then if you do that, you got to skate all the way back to the bench, knowing that you didn't even get a shot on goal, and then you know that you're never ever going to go on a shootout again on any team you ever play for, even like beer league.
The whole time I was thinking I'm picking it up on my backhand and going that way. And then as soon as I got on the ice, I went on my forehand, and I panicked when I got to the blue line.
Too risky.
Like, fuck, what am I doing?
Yeah, I didn't make my mind up on what move I was doing until I got probably to the top of the circle.
Yeah,
Marty,
that was same with me.
Your move was so cocky.
Yeah, because just a little chip shot.
Just went down, put 10% strength behind the puck and chipped it over his shoulder.
If that doesn't go in, no, you look like a idiot.
Yeah, but guess what?
Well,
it did.
It went in.
So,
what do you think your go-to shootout? Hopefully, none of the goalies in the league listen. But what's your go-to shootout move if you're going to go next time?
Yeah, if you're a goalie in the SP, tune out right now. But no, it's pick it up, skate down, come in on my left side, backhand, forehand, snapshot. Low glove.
In the chest area?
Low glove every time. Close
Works
your eyes.
Every time.
Close your eyes and hope it goes in.
Works like a charm.
Get to the hash marks and
That's
shoot
what
as
I
hard
did.
As you can. I did that.
Exactly what Taver did.
I did that when we went to Columbus last year. They had like some guy that works for the team come out in gear, and we were doing those little shootout moves?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you remember that video?
Yeah,
that's literally what I did. Like everyone was like deking because everyone kind of has hands. I went down and I took the hardest snapshot on this guy.
Buried. He's probably like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, I buried it on him, but like I was thinking to myself, I was like, "Fuck! If I hit this guy in the head, that'd be such a bad luck for the boys." I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, he'd probably get a couple weeks off work.
Oh my god, that would be so bad. I'd be so.
He's probably hoping. He was probably hoping that you did, so that you got a couple, maybe some workers' comp.
I'd be more embarrassed that it just didn't go in rather than hit him in the head. But
Was he like the emergency backup for the team or something, or was he just like a random guy that had goalie pads?
He worked for the team, and he plays like men's league in Columbus, but I don't know. I forget what his role was for the team. He did some stuff behind the scenes and all that in the front office there. So, but he was a good sport about it. But yeah, I ripped one pretty hard on him, and it was funny too because you know how people. I guess, I don't know, when we were going to those trips, like that people didn't realize that like we can actually play hockey too sometimes. So it was kind of funny because after that, the staff that was on the ice with us, they're like, oh, you guys can actually like shoot the puck pretty hard. Like, yeah, we've been doing it since we were three.
Well, we played hockey at a collegiate level.
We did play NCAA, and so, the guys that aren't here are playing professionally right now. So, we can get the puck from that. Anyways.
Yeah. Thanks for the confidence, though. I'm sure that meant a lot to you guys.
Yeah.
They probably saw you guys off the ice shooting videos, dancing and stuff, and were like, there's no way these guys can
They saw us at the bar the night before. Turned the lights on in that place, and then they saw us skating around in those rental skates.
And would be tough idiot. Too.
I swear to God, the laces on my rental skates looked like sailboat ropes. Like they were like just they were like circular and like braided.
And they just hurt to tie.
Oh yeah, dude! I had to go for reconstructive. Fucking pinky surgery after that.
Pinky,
terrible.
Pinky.
Yeah, I tie with. That's why I got calluses on my pinky.
Oh,
so they're all brown.
I get what you meant.
That's why.
I get what you meant.
You weren't doing pinky pull-ups at the gym before.
I wasn't doing these.
Yeah, pinky flexions.
Pinky flex. Four pinky flexations.
Big week in the NHL, boys. Lots of trade action going on.
Yeah,
a lot.
Johnny, our resident, I'm gonna start calling you Johnny Steve Dangle Pace because you're a huge Leaf guy.
Johnny Rowley,
another couple good moves by the Leafs, picking up a depth defenseman and a bottom six forward. Seems like they're gonna actually do something this year.
Yeah, and the return of Luke Shen
to the lineup. Hate to say it, but they do look like they're going to do some damage.
They look all right. I don't. You know what, though? The Rangers look a little better. I hate to say it, but.
Well, the good thing is they're not going to play the Rangers in the first round, though.
Yeah, they'll play Tampa.
Again?
Yeah. Probably.
Oh. I think
it's like 90% confirmed they're going to play Tampa because Boston's so far ahead.
Yeah.
And there's no one really close to Tampa that's going to take that third spot. So
I just hate this playoff format. Like, why can't it just be two conferences, 1-8? That's it.
I saw a tweet yesterday, though, that if the playoffs ended today or if the playoffs started today, the 1-8 format would be the exact same playoff format as the current one. Just because the way the teams are, just because the way the teams are lined up right now, which is interesting.
That is very interesting. But yeah, I don't know.
So interesting.
I just don't like how a team in the
fact.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like that because even in the Metro division, it was all the same. Like it was the same. Everyone was going to play exactly who they're lined up to play right now.
Yeah,
so
I just don't like how at the end of the season a team can be in the same conference but different division, have more points than another team and still not make the playoffs. Like,
no, that part doesn't make sense.
Like that's ridiculous. Sense. I don't
know. Ridiculous.
That'll be like the East Division, right?
Yeah, the East Division.
Like there'll be some good teams that don't make playoffs.
The East Division has like all the cup favorites in it.
Like, let me
think that an Eastern Conference team is definitely going to win. It's like Boston, Tampa, Toronto, Carolina, New York.
Right.
who's the third one in the Metro? New Jersey, and then it's Pittsburgh and the Islanders right now battling for the wild card with Buffalo, Detroit, Washington, and Ottawa, I believe.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of wagons in that conference, and I don't know what the West is saying, but
it goes by division, right? Top four per division?
Top three per division, then the two wild cards. You'll see it if you're on NHL.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I got it. So Boston, Toronto, Tampa, Carolina, New Jersey, New York. Wild card would be Islanders and Pittsburgh right now for that division.
Yeah.
And then Dallas, Colorado, Minnesota, Vegas, LA, Edmonton. And then Jets and Seattle would be wild cards.
Yeah, the West is like if you look at the teams chasing the wild card in the West, they're a lot farther behind than the East is. There's only like one or two teams that are still in it, rather than the East where there's like five.
That is true. Washington's not in the spot right now.
Gonna be
same with Florida.
Yeah, Florida's out right now.
That's wild.
Minnesota wild.
Facts. It's cold like Minnesota, baby.
Cold like Minnesota. It get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota.
How much do you guys not miss the snow?
Oh.
How nice is it? I was
thinking about this the other day, like going outside in the morning in shorts and flip-flops and not being cold at all.
Oh, it's amazing.
And then coming out from practice and sweating.
And it's February. The only thing that kind of grossed me out this morning was all the pollen on everyone's car.
Yeah, that was kind of scary. The flowers are starting to blossom.
Yeah, see, it's already affecting Marty.
Sorry if
Marty's
was loud.
Got pollenitis.
Yeah, I just came from the
snow.
No,
you're good.
And I don't miss it.
Yeah,
we had 2 feet.
I haven't seen snow yet this year other than when I went home for Christmas for 15 hours.
Yeah, the only time I saw snow was when we were in Indiana. That was about it.
Was there snow there? Oh, yeah, there was.
Yeah,
just
it
a little
was
bit.
Like a little on the grass.
Yeah.
Did you make a snowman?
I threw a snowball at our friend Mackenzie Dwyer.
Oh, I got hit in the head with a snowball there too.
Yeah, it's only because he threw it at me first, so I had to get him back.
Retaliation, I like it.
Yeah, can't back down.
Exactly.
And then we were walking on the side of a service road, so it was a little scary.
Going to dinner. That wasn't not the best, but whatever. You know, we got through it and. We had a good team hibachi dinner that night, so that was good. Spent the whole per diem pack at one dinner.
Blew really? The per diem. Absolutely.
Oh, blew it, yeah.
Like, rinse through it. It was insane.
It was
3 days worth of per diem.
They no must cards? Have been thrilled. No cards. We didn't play cards that trip because everyone was out of money. But we... The thing about those places is you have to pay attention because... Parties over six get charged an 18% gratuity automatically, and none of the boys picked up on it. So we all tipped, you know, like 18 to 20% on top of the 18 to 20% that we were already charged. So we tipped like close. We probably tipped like 35 to 40%.
Yeah, and we were looking at the bill after. We're like, "Are you got to be fucking kidding me!" Like,
yeah. So it was
some of the boys. Some of the boys were a little. Some of the boys were a little sour about it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go dip in that jar after.
Yeah, no wonder they were smiling on our way out. Like, we got these idiots.
Thanks for coming, guys. Yeah. See you never. Thanks for the heads up.
Well, hey, whatever. That's on us. You got to pay attention to those things.
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes peeled in the wild.
Yeah, you got to be on your toes because that's how they get you.
Oh, they got us pretty darn good.
Was it
good,
though?
Yeah, we went to the mall. I was surprised at how it was really good. I was surprised at how... flat the mall was yesterday.
Yeah, that was our mall. We owned that mall.
We owned it.
We were the brutal. Weekenders
no
at
selection.
That mall. Yeah, Marty couldn't find his shoes.
Yeah, what did couldn't we even go there for? Wheels. Find your shoes and we didn't get them?
Yeah, I wanted to buy shoes and
you know what we didn't get? You know what we didn't get? But it would have been a little bit out of the way. But I really wanted Marty to experience it was the Costco smoothie.
Right.
Oh, really? It would have been out of the way. We went to Costco to get gas right after.
Yeah, I know. But then you got to park, go all the way in. I don't know.
I guess
it must have not been that much out of the way, but like you still like the gas station's all on the other side of the parking lot.
Hey, it's not like true. We're never gonna go back there, you know.
No, we probably will go there in a week. So
we've been grocery shopping twice since Christmas break, so that's 2 months. So
that's so bad. That's one, when you put it when you put month. It like that. It's so bad well, when yeah. you put it like that.
No, it's pretty bad.
But I guess when you're like we took that home a couple times, and then when you're just living, like it's not like we were just blowing through money.
Like yeah, we got if you're just LIVIN, it's not that bad when you think about it.
Yeah, when you're living off coupons and gift cards.
Yeah, because like then you're just only spending like half the money that you would normally spend, so it's like whatever.
100%.
100%.
Because like, what's the point? You can't take it with you.
Remember when we were in college, and I think it was Bender Week. We were drinking in the kitchen on my side of the duplex. And Sterny goes, we're like, you want a swig? We're passing around a bottle.
Oh.
Want a swig? He goes, I got this. Hundo P. Swig. Yeah. Bathroom immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That just
reminded me of it.
That was a little off topic. I remember that night. That was like a really impromptu night.
Yeah. Those are the best nights. We somehow ended up on my side of the duplex, which never happens.
That happened like 3 times in all 3 years of living in that complex.
Yeah.
Of us like drinking on that side.
But every time we did, it was a good night.
And like now it's like
two out of the three were good nights.
There was a couple where it was like meh at best.
I think the one memory that always sticks in my mind was when we had that Svedka bottle tavern.
Svedka bottle at the other place, at their place?
No, at our place when we were all studying for exams, and then we had that pink lemonade Svedka bottle.
That was at the hut, no?
No, that was at the Marriott. Do you remember?
Oh,
what year was that?
yeah. When we were literally trying to be adults and study for exams, and then we just ended up drinking instead.
The best is like when we get a snow day. We get a snow day or like temporarily shut down because someone on our team like had like a false positive on the COVID test, but just to make sure they all sent us home and just go right to Keyport like immediately.
Yeah. Make sure you go home. Yeah. We're going straight home.
Yeah.
And then we just have a like the boys would just get together in the backyard and just sit there and
blast tunes. Think about how bad it was, how many times we would go to Keyport, like comparing it to like now. How many times have you guys been to a liquor store since you've been here?
I don't even think I've been to a liquor store once. I'm not even kidding.
Me neither.
I honestly don't even think I've bought beer yet here.
I bought beer at the gas station a couple times, but I've never been to a liquor store here.
Yeah, I bought beers once since we've been here. Which is insane because we used to go to Keyport like twice a week.
Yeah, which was...
yeah.
But like when you went there, you'd be buying it for like the whole team basically. So it was like...
yeah.
It wouldn't last very long. That's why we had to go so often. Or like the golden rule in college is like if you're going to a buddy's house, you bring a case of beer and then like you just leave it there.
Yeah, no, you never take your
beer. I mean, it was the golden rule for us. No one ever did that to our place.
guys more than they came with half the time at our house.
Guys would come the next morning. Hey, sorry, I forgot that.
I forgot you guys' beer was here.
There was one guest that Tav. I remember you had a 12-pack of seltzers, and there was one guest that on their way out just took them,
and you decided like, that was theirs.
Me and you were sitting on the couch. We're like, where are you going with that? This person goes, I need them. My dad's in a softball tournament tomorrow. We're like, excuse me?
Yeah. Excuse. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that there was the World Series of softball tomorrow and that you had to take my alcohol.
Who the hell was that? Don't say the name now, but
we don't name drop on the pod, but yeah, it was pretty funny.
But they were caught red-handed, basically.
Yeah, I love that. Right in front of the two of us, it was hilarious. We were dying of laughter.
Blatantly, like, tried to get out, and we just were like, I don't know. It's all good.
All I remember is as soon as this person said they were for their dad's softball tournament the next day, we just looked at each other and started crying of laughter. So funny. We're like, no, you gotta.
It was like just almost like that was funny enough that you can just take it now.
Yeah, how many are left in there? 10? Yeah, take them.
No, the pack wasn't even opened.
Really?
Not even opened, this pack. Yeah, I remember this as clear as day. Not even cracked.
They're fresh.
Not even a rip in the cardboard. And they just thought it was theirs to take. Nope.
That's great.
Donation pile.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was a pretty funny moment.
But then there's the other night, Johnny...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Marty wasn't back yet, but did we talk about singing karaoke yet? We didn't talk about that, did we?
No, I don't think you guys
should
did.
Because we fucking ran
we killed it.
Yeah.
We killed
actually,
it. We might have talked about this last week.
I think you did.
I told Marty about it.
I don't know if you talked about
see
it.
That?
I can't
no,
remember.
No, not on
if
the pod. I just said, when we were at the beer hall there, I just said, Marty, you see that stage? He's like, yeah. I was
the
like,
beer what?
Hall or hog, whatever. Yeah, hog.
Hog, yeah. There you go.
I was like, see that stage? He's like, yeah. I was like, me and Taver tore it up.
Yeah.
Just had to let him know. And then
our dress clothes after the game.
Oh yeah,
killed it.
Picture by Kid Rock. He took Kid Rock's part. I was Sheryl Crow, so I had to get all the high pitched tunes.
I probably have like 10 snap story saves of Frizz and Taver doing that song.
Oh,
at
it's
like
amazing.
4 in the morning in college.
There's
late night shows at our place all the time.
There's no better karaoke song than that. I can't think of
the craziest. One. The craziest part now is that. I'm getting almost every day, like at this time of year, I'm getting snap stories, memories from 4 years ago. And it was us at the hut or like wherever. It was our first spring at college.
Yeah, because that would have been around Bender Week.
That was the only full spring that we had at college, Marty.
Yeah, that's true.
And we were young and dumb.
Because it would have been
drank soda
this
four times
this
a day.
This is pretty much Bender Week right now.
Yeah, because their season just ended right now, so it would have been the same for us.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Tyler? Yeah. This time tomorrow was our first day here last year?
Not tomorrow. I think we got here March 4th last year, so we have 3 more days until the first time Marty and I set foot in Alabama. We rolled in at about 11 o'clock at night. Team was nice enough to put us up in the fine La Quinta Hotel. And I remember we went scouting out to find where the rink was, and we couldn't find it because it was dark and the rink's kind of hidden behind a bunch of buildings.
Yeah.
And then we got Chick-fil-A
and we
went
were
back
both
to our
sick.
Hotel room. Yeah, we were both deathly ill. And
very sick.
Then we had to get up the next day and go to the rink and practice. And then the next night, I think we got into the apartments later that day, though, right?
Yeah, we moved in that day.
That next day.
Yeah.
So we were only one night in the hotel.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's kind of weird. That's a year ago in a couple days. It's gone by really quickly.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when you guys found out you were going, the three of us were in the gym at school. And our coach came in. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you guys are going. You're like, when? He's like, tomorrow. Oh.
Yeah.
We were talking about this today, actually, because a few guys from like our team on college last year, they just finished their season this past weekend. So a few of them just texted us, wanted to pick our brains about, you know, what it was like for us. And we were talking to ourselves like, I wish we had that. Like, we didn't have even time to think. We just found out we were going, went home, packed our stuff, had one last night with the fellas, and then it was off the next day on
I guess the year before you guys graduated, it was COVID year, so no one was really going anywhere.
Hey, Marty, remember when we did the dumbest thing ever when we were leaving? We woke up and we drove to Thunder Bay and then crossed the border back in on our new visas and came back to the house, and Natalie was there, and she was like, oh, I want to get a picture for Jordan's mom.
Yes.
And we thought it was supposed to be you and me leaving, and yeah. Then we found out after we left that it was supposed to be you and Natalie and me taking the photo, not me. Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
That was so just dumb.
Me and you. Yeah.
Yeah. Natalie That's was totally hilarious. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, is this good, Nat?
Is this good, Mom? This is what we wanted.
That was such a long drive there, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was like, well, it took us 2 days, but the second day was a long leg.
Very long leg.
And then we went to what did we get for lunch? Like Steak and Shake or something, and it was super greasy, and then we were both sick, and we just felt like garbage.
Super bad, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We got stuck in Nashville for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh.
From the construction. Oh, yeah. With gut rot.
Gut rot.
Just bumper to bumper, stop and go. That'll make you feel good.
Yeah, no, it was good. And then we finally crossed, got boots on the ground in great state of Alabama and got right to work.
Hey, speaking of earlier, I a very fond memory I have is every time we would go to Builders on the weekends, Frizz, big karaoke guy, he would always grab me and say, hey, Johnny, we're singing Margaritaville. I'm like, Frizz, I don't really know that song. He's like, oh, I know the song. Like, don't worry. Like, I got this. He's like, you just got to come up there with me. Like, just sing the chorus. He's like, I'll show you how it goes and all that. Okay. Yeah, no problem. We go up there. He's standing with the mic like this. And he's mumbling. The words are on the screen. And he's like, Margaritaville. I'm looking at him. I'm like, you know this song? Every time.
That's great.
Guys.
Oh, we're tapping.
Can you guys hear me?
He there he is.
Did you butt out for a sec? Hello?
Hello?
Tabber? There you are.
Hey there.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear either of you, so that's kind of weird.
That's great.
Hold on a second. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We're able to hear you the whole time.
Okay. I could hear you guys now. I cut out for a second. Frizz would love, he'd just rotate from going from the D floor right to the karaoke and then come back.
I'm sure Animal on the just, D floor, though.
I'm sure he would just like annoy so many people on the karaoke side because like a bunch of people would go there just for the karaoke and they would never they wouldn't dare step on the other side.
Yeah, no, the other side was dangerous, but there were some people that took the karaoke like very seriously.
You think we're going to go back? I think we have to go back there this summer and see what Builders is like in the summer.
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't have to go.
I don't know.
Dude, it's going to be a reunion. Everyone's going to be there.
Yeah.
Who? It's just the 10 of us.
Hmm.
Well, there's a bunch of people that we know that live there.
I thought everyone would like
move or live away. Close by.
Yeah, I definitely want to do a Spurs Flame night.
Okay,
those are my favorite, or a Dublin's.
Yeah, Spurs. Love that place. Dublin's is my favorite spot on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah, Dublin's was unreal.
Dublin's was great.
Are you? I think we're gonna have to rent like some crutches or something for after the race, though.
Dude, you guys are gonna have the worst shin splints in the world.
Yeah,
probably. Well,
me and Tav are just like we said before, and I'll say it again. Me and Tav are just gonna be athletes. We're not gonna train, and we're just gonna show up. We're gonna run this friggin' race.
Yeah,
we're gonna.
It's not a race.
It's a race. Yeah. It's a race. There's someone that comes first and there's someone that comes last. We're not coming last, and we're sprinting the last 100 meters.
You just got to save a little bit in the tank for that last 100 meters where everyone's standing cheering you on. I'm sure the adrenaline will get pumping and you'll be able to make it through.
Yeah. No, just bring a Clif Bar. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we could like give each other piggybacks at certain points of the race to like help each other's legs out.
Dude, honestly, after that race, if someone pushes me with their finger, I might fall down.
Yeah, if I get a gust of wind or something.
You'll just turn to bones.
You know where the map goes to the race, right, Johnny?
Like no, the map I don't.
Of you, like just to put into perspective how far we have to run.
You wanna know? It's far, but yeah, say it.
Okay, so you know where Canal Park is, right? Obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
So the race starts and ends in Canal Park. That's where the start and finish line is. You have to do a loop where you, on foot, run to Two Harbors and back. So that's like
all the way up the lake.
Yeah, and you're running the whole way.
That's like a far drive.
Yeah, it's like a 20-30 minute drive.
Fuck.
And that's why we're going to be
on chance, man. No chance.
Well, it'll be fine.
I honestly don't think you could even pay me to do it.
How much would be your number?
You want to rip some smelling salts during the race?
I'm sure if I gave you $5,000, you'd run the marathon.
I just think I'd be out of commish for like at least a month after. Like my shins hurt after I run like a kilometer.
I get shin splints, dude.
When we had to do that
mile around the track. In college, I was like, I wanted to like just never move again after that. So,
I don't feel like
and you got to go walk around campus all day.
It'll be interesting.
I feel like if anyone doesn't have runner's bodies, it's Johnny and myself.
Oh no, I'm not meant for long distance in the slightest bit.
Yeah,
I'm meant for that like a 40-foot sprint.
Yeah, your 40-yard dash would probably be good.
Just a quick 3 steps. You'll be in first place for a little bit, Johnny.
Honestly, I'm gonna try to do that. I'm gonna like start at the beginning. I'm gonna sprint so hard for like a minute, and then I'm just gonna die.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna burn out.
I'm just laying low at the back, but I'll catch up to you eventually.
Just so I could say I was in the lead for a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it. I'm sure we'll figure it out. You know, it's just gonna be one of those things.
Just hop in my car.
Well, or we're gonna
hide. You just hide in a bush.
We're not ones to quit, but I would be fine with like giving up.
No, we're not quitting. We're not doing that.
Okay.
I want to do it because at the end of the day, then we could say we did it, you know? And then after.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to cheat.
I know the boys at the finish line will be waiting with a nice bunch of cold beers for us. So,
extra chilly one. Extra chilly.
Yeah, there'll be a couple chilly ones on the forecast for that day. Hopefully the weather's nice.
Yeah, shot.
If it's raining, I'm definitely pulling out.
If it's no, you can't.
Imagine it's rainy but just picture it. It's Lake Superior. It's windy and it's raining in your face, and you're out there for 4 hours running.
And your feet are soaked.
It's the middle of summer.
Yeah,
you never.
I'm getting a blister. Like 100%.
If I get a blister within the first like 2 hours of the race, I'm definitely jumping in the lake and just floating out on my back.
Floating, yeah. Floating yeah. back to Canal.
Yeah, I'm just going to let the current take me back to Canal Park.
Yeah, you're going full Lieutenant Dan back to Canal Park.
Yeah, just back to Canal Park. So we had time to catch up on our TV shows this week. I think we'll start off with our reviews of the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Boring.
Well, I'll be honest, I slept through it all.
Yeah, I slept through half of it.
Yeah, it was a fucking not good. Snooze fest.
I feel like I didn't miss anything.
And then John just gets banned. Stupid. I know. I don't know. Don't agree.
Freaking 80 hours watching that show, and that's how they decided to do us at the end.
So much time.
Yeah. It's like two weeks of work for a normal person watching that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Think about it.
We were invested hard. Like,
people that watched that show as it was coming out spent 8 years keeping up with that show or whatever, however, because it comes out, I'm assuming, once a year.
Favorite scene though, Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, that was good.
That was nasty. That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, overall, good show.
Sick show, but yeah, the way they ended it, not a huge fan. Someone was saying that they're coming out with a Jon Snow series. So
hopefully if that comes out.
We'll have to watch it, I guess.
Yeah, sure, Johnny.
Yeah, we'll just have to. I don't know, but yeah, fuck.
And then not new, but caught up to the most recent episode of 1923, which personally I think might be taken over as my new favorite show from that series.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's like close to Yellowstone.
It's getting up there. It's definitely better than the most recent season of Yellowstone. It's up there with the best seasons of Yellowstone.
And it absolutely blows 1883 out of the water. Like, not even close.
No, yeah. It's 1883 is Johnny and I running the marathon, and then 1923 is like the people that actually run marathons for a living.
Yeah, it's like the Olympics.
Yeah,
and then there's us and Tav.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like not that far off, I guess, if you think about it.
Can you imagine, only
a few hours.
Hey, can you imagine just like 1 year at the Olympics, they let like normal people run for a comparison, and it's me and you running the 1500 meter.
Wouldn't that be a cool event? Would you watch that?
Yeah.
Like the 100%. Best athletes in the world, and then you just throw one or two average Joes in there?
That was a TV show.
Yeah, it was pros versus average Joes.
Yeah,
pros versus Joes. Yeah,
yeah. That used to be.
You know who was on that? Was Claude Lemieux.
Yeah, in the hockey episode, right?
Yeah, he was on that.
That used to be a dynamite show back in the day.
He was like hitting them and stuff like that. It's so funny. You just like crank them.
Yeah. No. That. I mean, I would. That would be must watch TV for me.
Yeah,
you could do it with any sport too. Just embarrass people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was insane, too, when they would have the former NFL players on and they would just, like, lay the average Joe out.
I used to watch a TV show.
Just crush them.
I forget what it was called.
Sports Science, too?
That's a similar one. But there was this one that was, I think it was on TSN or RDS in Canada. And it was a show about, like, guys that never got a shot at the NHL, obviously. They would go to this thing and do, like, a bunch of testing, and then the best, it'd be like a competition, and the best one got like a pro hockey tryout or something. I'm pretty sure. I'll have to double check that, but I'm sure that was a TV show back in the day.
Yeah, sounds check
very
that.
Interesting.
I'll have to look that up, but
but pros versus Joes was sick. I used to love that show. Had everyone on that.
Well, the hockey one was interesting, but the football one was fun too, because like obviously average Joes aren't.
You're getting.
Oh,
dummy.
Okay, yeah. Here, this is what it is. It was called "Making the Cut." It's a Canadian reality TV series that followed a group of amateur ice hockey players through rigorous training sessions, and then the last one standing would get a tryout or something.
With who, like an NHL team or like a AHL or like a minor league team?
I'm pretty sure they would get a tryout with an NHL team.
With the SPHL team?
Scott Oak, the guy that works for Hockey Night in Canada, he was the host of the show.
Okay.
And in the first season, there was like Team Blue and Team Gold, and the coaches were Mike Keenan and Scotty Bowman.
That's pretty cool. Really?
Yeah. Like two of those guys really, like, hard ass coaches. Yeah. Well, I'm sure they were getting a nice paycheck, so.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, go tell me how to get in.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Ultimate Fighter, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's almost like exactly what the show plan was, which is interesting.
Do you guys remember that show on, it was on Spike TV, Ultimate Warrior? And it was like they would take two like warriors from like history. So they would have like a gladiator versus like, I don't know.
Yes, I've seen that show.
Some other one from that time period, and they would like test the weapons and stuff like that, and then have that simulated fight at the end.
Yeah, and they would see who won. That was on the History Channel, correct?
Either there or Spike.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was Spike. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
For sure. That's it. I mean, TV isn't made like that anymore.
No. You can't beat 2000s TV, man.
Really? You just can't beat it. You can't. Freaking iCarly, like, they don't make shows like that anymore. Sweet Life, Zach and Cody.
Yeah, Zoe 101.
Okay, you guys want to get into some questions before we wrap things up here?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yeah, I do. That sounds good.
Here we go.
I'm gonna get into a brownie shortly after.
Are you?
Oh yeah.
You already planned that out.
We can all have one. Yeah, I've been dying to eat one of those.
There's one cupcake left, so we'll have to fight over that one.
No, I already had two.
We could split my brownies.
Okay, I'll have the cupcake.
I bought them for us.
Okay, ready?
Thanks, man.
First question.
Of everywhere that y'all have traveled, whether if it's solo or like with a group, which place has been your favorite in the whole world?
In the whole world.
Could be in the whole world.
I'd have to say my trip to Italy when I think it was 2018, 2019.
That 2018? Was the best time you ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a sick trip, man.
I'm surprised it wasn't when you went to the six with the boys and Yaman, you know,
when I drove 40 minutes.
Yeah.
When the Buzzinos went out in Toronto.
When you and Ralpho went to the Jays game in the summer and had a couple of beers and hot dogs.
We sure did have a couple of beers and hot dogs. And it was also a great time. It was a sick afternoon me and my dad had. But
no, Italy would be fun.
Trip to Italy was sick. We started in Lake Como, went to Milan, down to Pescara, Rome, and the Amalfi Coast. So pretty good. A
couple places.
Had fun.
Sure. Yeah.
Trip around the block, right?
I've yet to make a trip across the pond. I did when I was 2 years old, but that doesn't count because I don't remember anything, obviously.
Yeah.
For me, my favorite place I've ever been to is probably Hawaii.
I want to go to Hawaii at some point.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I really do too. Hawaii seems sick. Those pictures you showed us.
It was fun.
Seemed unreal.
A whole lot of fun. So that's fun.
I don't really know mine. I've done a lot of trips in North America.
Like, been to Mexico. Oh, that's in North America, yeah.
That's in North America. I mean, I went on a cruise. I went to like Mexico, Jamaica, Haiti. But I was only 10. So I faintly remember most of it. But
Yeah, and you're not really going out when you're 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't enjoy it as much.
What's your favorite? What's your guys' favorite trip that you've been on with the boys, though?
Nashville.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale and Tampa.
Yeah, that was a
sick trip. I'd say that Fort Lauderdale Tampa trip was probably one of the top three we've been on.
That was a lot of fun, and Arizona was sweet too.
I think Nashville one for me just like stays in my head because it was like the first one I went on with the boys.
Yeah,
and just like. having an RV was like having the RV was just an absolute experience that I never thought I'd have. So it was like
thinking back to the first one that we went on freshman year with us six.
Yeah, like you
me,
guys,
Cuddy, Will, Batesy, Trey, and was there
Did Yelly go?
Yelly.
Yeah, Yelly.
Six of us piled into Cuddy's truck and we all split one room, one hotel room.
Yeah, that's tough.
Three guys for a bed.
Get off your wallets, boys. Holy
yeah,
fuck.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was just slumming it.
Yeah.
Those trips are so much fun, though.
I'm so pissed that I missed out on that first Nashville trip in the RV.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that was
that. And like you said, Tav, that's why Arizona sticks out for me, because that was my like first trip with the boys.
Yeah, that's true. Arizona was a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, like Old Town.
Arizona because the hotel we were at felt like we were literally like on a resort somewhere in Mexico. Yeah.
It basically was a resort.
It is. Yeah, it was a resort that we just ventured off of.
Yeah. And I don't think that you literally can't beat the nightlife in Old Town. Like I've never been to better bars. I don't know.
Nice.
Asheville?
Nope.
Wow. Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I hope you have had a great start to your week. But I was wondering, with the NHL trade deadline being on Friday, who do you think has won the trade deadline so far? Because there were a lot of trades that happened today. And who else do you think is going to be moved on or before Friday? I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week.
Okay, well, luckily enough, we already touched on that a little bit. I think the Leafs are winning right now, personally.
Yeah, the Leafs
made some good deals.
They definitely made some good deals, and they're building that back end. But like I said earlier, like New York is looking pretty sharp. And I can't really speak on who I think is going to get traded because I'm always just dead wrong with those. So
yeah, it's tough. Yeah. You just guess.
Yeah, like I don't know.
You just gotta follow Darren Dreger on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not enough of a hockey guru to know who's getting dished when and where.
This next question is not an audio question, but I'll read it to you guys because I think it's pretty funny and I could come up with some funny answers. It's not an audio question, but I'm a huge fan of music, and I'm curious. What is a song that immediately takes you back to a particular moment or time in your life? Mine is freshman year of college. Mo Bamba had just come out.
Oh, yes.
And we would hear it every weekend at Builders. And just like seeing the dance, I had never seen anything like that before. And it would just get us so hyped up when we were at the bar. And like, I just, every time I hear that song now, I just think of that particular time when we were there.
Oh, and dude, it was that so funny. That song had the best like 5 month run of any song ever.
Oh yeah. It was so popular. It was crazy.
I would say you guys know that song Doses and Mimosas.
Yeah. That's a good one too.
Yeah. That takes me back to, freshman year at the end. You guys had already left to Nashville, and it was my last night, and we were at Shorty's, and then we went to the Hut, and we were just crushing drinks, and that song was just on repeat.
And
yeah, that's what that takes me back to, that, and it's like that exciting but weird feeling of going home after your first year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that reminds me of.
I was going to say that was Mo Bamba came to my mind right away too.
Yeah, dude, it's
cuz that song was on everywhere.
Everywhere you went, that song would be playing.
And people would just be jumping like
we would shake like the dance floor. Jumping up and down, just getting hyped.
Another song that came to my head was freshman year too, that Lil Wayne song. It's like,
oh yeah, Uproar.
Yeah. I feel like me and you played that like everywhere.
Yeah, because his new album, the Carter 5, had just dropped, and that song was also one that was listened to frequently.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was still in junior. That was our win song. We didn't play it too much, but yeah.
Yeah, I only heard it like three times.
And then I don't know why it's really embarrassing, but I can't think of one right now. Any Builders song? What's a Builders song?
Year 3000.
Shorty's fire burning on the dance floor.
Yeah. Whoa. Year 3000 takes me back to freshman year, and me and Marty would look at each other and just headbang to year 3000.
And scream at the top of our lungs.
You guys would swap spit. You guys are so close to each other's faces.
And people, like the other boys on the team, would already look at us and be like, shut the fuck up, please.
that
was funny.
Those were fun times for sure.
One day when I came home.
Yeah.
At lunchtime. On the radio. And then we would like say it quietly. Been to the year 3000.
Yeah, you guys are buffoons.
That was good. So oh, and then
good times.
The song Ain't It Fun by Paramore. That reminds me of every time I hear that, I just think of that TikTok that we did at that candy wall.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of like the beginning of the hockey guys and those early videos and stuff like that.
Yeah. And Dave fell on the slippery ice when he was already cranky that day.
Yeah. Lawson ate it pretty good too, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple.
And then unfortunately, Heartbreak Anniversary reminds me of Arizona.
Yeah, that one's tough. That's a tough memory, that one.
I still haven't watched that full video.
Oh, we can watch it later. All right, fellas. Well, I think that wraps up episode number 72. Great job today. Hopefully the audio holds up. I think it will.
Yeah.
And cheers, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thanks,
cheers,
folks.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.